tough times don't last. Tough people do. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of the 7 Good Minutes Daily Self-Improvement Podcast is being sponsored by Carbona. A stain-free and clean home is something you can be proud of, but it's hard to maintain when you're using cleaning products that don't work well or take forever to use. Q Carbona, a household brand that has turned their decades of cleaning expertise into products that get the job done fully, quickly, and easily. When I heard about Stain Devils, my thoughts about removing stains changed forever. Think about this. If you have a chocolate stain, it wouldn't make sense to treat it with a formula that removes wine. They're chemically different. Shop Carbona.com, and for a limited time, listeners of this podcast get 20% off your order. That's Carbona.com, and don't forget to enter the promo code 7GOODMINUTES at checkout for 20% off your entire order. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have an inspiring message on getting through tough times when they come up in your life. Enjoy.
How do you survive when you've been working on a job for 20, 30 years and then they lay you off? And now you're too old to even start a new skill. What do you do when there's not enough to take care of your daily obligations? What do you do when you lose a business? What do you do when nothing seems to work out and you're losing your sanity? What do you do when you have so much stress in your marriage because of financial problems that it's causing you to have difficult times sleeping with your spouse?
Adversity introduces a man to himself.
Most of the time, we're not creative until something bad happens to us. When things fall apart, it makes us think outside the box.
This is not for everyone. This is not for the faint at heart. This is for people who have goals and dreams that they want to achieve.
I'm wondering this morning if there's anybody here that life has handed you something that you didn't expect. The one thing I can tell you for sure is that nothing is for sure. Life will often disrupt what you expected. See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. That just as soon as you have it down in a nice, neat little box of how you think it's going to go, it will never be what you expected it to be. So you got to get used to being a little disappointed. You got to get used to being a little bit shocked. You got to get used to walking into situations and being flexible and adjustable. Because if you are not flexible, you cannot survive.
In order to develop and to change and to grow, stress is necessary. So you got to be willing to go get it every day. There's a story my father told me. Now, I've heard it several different ways, but I'm just telling you the way my daddy gave it to me. He said, son, he said, every morning on the plains of the eastern Serengeti Desert, there arises a gazelle that realizes that he must run faster than the fastest lion, or he will be eaten and he will die that day. On that same desert arises in the morning a lion that realizes that he must run faster than the fastest gazelle, or he will starve and he will die that day. He say, son, the moral of the story is, no matter who you is, when you wake up in the morning, you needs to be running. And he said, no matter who you is, this proper grammar is who you are, but my daddy didn't do that. And I was comfortable with it. And so what he taught me was a work ethic of how to work. In order to get to where you want to go, you got to put yourself under some stress, though. See, stress is necessary.
Sometimes the only way for you to move on is for something to happen to push you. And many times we don't grow until we have to. It's amazing when we look at the world today, every progressive invention came out of a problem. You are not really a leader in good times. Anybody can lead in good times. You've been telling me how much faith you got. Well, let's see what kind of faith you have when there has to be situations where things don't look too good and you're not sure how you're going to make it in the morning. There's a statement made by Shakespeare. He says, sweet are the uses of adversity. That's a deep statement. In other words, he's telling us when things are adverse, don't panic, use them. Use them for the positive result. Everything that happens to you could be used to produce something good. That's amazing. Everything. So Shakespeare caught on to something. He realized in his own thinking that adversity can be used to benefit the one under the adversity.
Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect yourself. Until you follow through, until something is done, come hell or high water, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up and you continue to fight on no matter the circumstances, you finished. See, some people quit because things are out of control. Nobody quits what you can control. But the moment you get in something where you don't get your way, or you get reprimanded, or you get corrected, or you go through this, or you go through that, or you go through the other, the first thing the immature mind says is, this is ridiculous, I quit.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.